Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And this week we're going to be talking all about the forthcoming eclipse season, which kind of happens yearly pretty much. So this title is called Eclipse Chaos, Weathering the Cosmic Storm, because it really will feel like that. I know it sounds intense as a title, but at times from experience, I know that it's going to feel a bit like you are going through a kind of internal and external storm. And we're just going to be diving into this more deeply, how this season, this time will affect you and impact upon you energetically, and what you can do about that, how you can help yourself. So I just wanted to talk a tiny little bit about the equinox season that we've just been through. I know that a lot of you, a lot of clients, people in the community have really felt that rise in intensity, and just a lot going on for so many people, a lot of anxiety, inner turmoil, breakups, health crises, so much going on, so much intensity, and it's felt so relentless that we've barely had time to take a breath. And we now know that we're hurtling towards this eclipse season, which is starting in the next few days. And I just wanted to talk to you about how to navigate that, and what you can do to support yourself, because there are many ways to support yourself, obviously. It largely depends on how you see all of this, and your knowledge, your cosmic knowledge, your cosmic awareness, I feel plays an important part, a really important part in being able to navigate these times, because that it's not going to last. You're going to traverse this because it's going to be short-lived. And these are the sorts of things we love to look at in the Lunar Lightworker membership and in our physical moon gatherings. We look intensely and in depth at all of this cosmic weather and celestial happenings and how it impacts upon you, so that you're very aware at all times of what's truly going on around you. So equinox, big time for release and cleansing and clearing. And I for one felt very disconnected, particularly last week. I was really struggling with like a rise of inner turmoil, and I had many, many sleepless nights, and continue to do so a little bit this week as well. And it's just that I get so impacted by this energy because I'm so sensitive to it, which I know that a lot of you are as well. And, you know, it's knowing how to kind of weather that and ride that. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I talked about this kind of weathering and the storms, and I'm using this kind of language, but you've probably noticed as well that we've had a lot of storms and high winds, and we always get that around this time, especially in eclipses, especially in equinoxes, solstices. We can get quite erratic weather and heightened weather, and it's because the energy is heightening on the planet, within ourselves. We see evidence of that. It's so interesting. You know, wind can be very clearing, rain can be very purifying and cleansing as well. And so all of this is just helping us to let go and release all those things that are holding us back, kind of lowering our vibration. And when we become very conscious of this, we can really use it to our benefit and really, you know, welcome and embrace the shifts and the change and the transformation. And this is what we do in the membership. This is how we align with these powerful cosmic and lunar cycles, because we understand the impact. We understand that energetic impact, and we know how to welcome it in and harness it for our higher good. Okay, so eclipse season. So basically this week, you know, and it's in between it's these liminal spaces. It's the in-between spaces that are really important to us as well, because we need, I was thinking about this, you know, we need to create spaciousness for ourselves, especially in periods when the energy is ebbing. You know, energy ebbs and flows, there's peaks and troughs to energy, and when it kind of subsides and it dies down, these are the times when you need to rest and recoup and do as much as you can to support yourself. Obviously, when it's heightened, continue to do that if you can, but often you'll find that you're getting very pulled out of yourself. So it's, I feel, in these, you know, pre-times and aftermath times, after periods of heightened energy, it's really important to just rest up. Okay, because it's exhausting. These sorts of energies, although they're ultimately amazing because they're highlighting things that are no longer in alignment for you, they're helping you to shift and clear things, it can be absolutely exhausting to kind of be in this heightened period and feel these shifts and changes and go through these challenging times and have the fear rising and, you know, and feel the fear and the unpredictability, and, you know, it really, really is exhausting. So for me, resting when you can is really important. You know, not overloading yourself is crucial, and just having this heightened awareness around this energy and knowing that it's not going to last will really, really help you as well. Now, eclipses in particular, and like I said, this is starting this week, the end of this week, with a full supermoon. And, you know, we're going to have a particular alignment between the sun, the moon, and the earth. So when these are in a particular alignment, we get these eclipses. So it can be solar or lunar eclipses, and you get several a year. And we're just in this season now. Now, what it does energetically is kind of, it really stirs things up. It really does. So you, over the month of August and into November, over the month of October and November, you're going to feel like your world is being shaken up and stirred up. Okay, that's how it's going to feel. And I know from experience, because obviously I'm so attuned to this energy. I know what's going on cosmologically. I know how that feels, how that impacts on us. And I know from experience that eclipses really are, it's a very unpredictable, erratic energy. So things will be unfolding that you're just not expecting. You're going to feel that kind of pressure cooker feel, very much how you felt in the equinox. But it's going to be more erratic, more chaotic, more unpredictable, more unseen. It's going to feel quite unstable at times. It's going to feel unsettling at times, okay? And it's just being mindful of that, being very present in that energy. Because remember, all it's doing is deeply stirring things up within you and around you. And it's going to be the same for everybody, okay? So that you can see what's going on. You can see what's holding you back. You can see what's no longer serving you. So that you can start to just release a little bit more of that. Just get ready to let go of that. Now, again, in the membership and in our moon gatherings, this is exactly the work that we do. We hone in, we zero in on those aspects of yourself that are kind of out of alignment so that you can work, set your intent to start to let them go. And we release with safety, we release in communities where you're held, you're supported through it, you're witnessed, and then we celebrate. And it's so powerful, it's so transformative, and you feel so held. It really is beautiful. And these periods of heightened energy really support that kind of inner work. Okay, so, you know, this episode is really about knowledge, like wisdom, information, wisdom, to help you to understand what's going on around you. Because remember, you're going to be feeling what you're feeling. You're going to be feeling your transformative shifts. You're going to be feeling the challenges. You're going to be feeling the struggles, because everything's going to feel a bit chaotic. But so is everyone else. And a lot of people, the majority probably of people, do this very unconsciously. They don't probably necessarily connect the fact that the chaos that they're feeling, the stirring up of the energies, the intensity, is because of the eclipses. So they just think, oh my God, you know, my world's falling apart and I don't understand why. And it kind of encourages this victim mentality. But when you know that everybody is going through this, everybody is feeling this, then it kind of makes it more livable and more copable, and, you know, not so kind of directed, and you don't feel so targeted. You know, do you know what I mean? So it's, you know, if there's one take from this, it's understand that everybody is being impacted by this energy, and we are being cosmically supported to you know, bring about our transformative shifts and let go of what is holding us back, keeping us small, is no longer serving us, and is in consequence lowering our vibration. So in order to help you with this, I am offering my free full moon release ritual. I'm going to include that link in the bio, because in this week's show notes, I'm in Instagram mode, this week's show notes. So within the podcast, you can find my free full moon release ritual. Obviously, with the eclipse season starts with a full moon, you'll definitely have one or two other full moons before the eclipse season ends. So you can absolutely use that. It's a very balancing, beautiful meditation, high frequency meditation, will just help you to remain more balanced and calm over this period. If you would like to dive in deeper, if you feel you were ready for that inner release work and, you know, the lunar questing that we do, and you want to be in sisterhood and you want to feel supported and guided, then I definitely recommend that you join us in Circle inside of the membership. Or if you are local to me, which is Leicestershire, UK, you may want to join me in person for some of these moon circles, and I would love to connect with you there. All right, my lovelies. So it's a short and sweet one this week. And, you know, it really was about informing you about the upcoming energies, the upcoming eclipse season. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how you're navigating it. Love to hear back from you. And yeah, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram at lunalightworker, just to get those little inputs of energy as well. All right, my loves, thank you so, so much for listening, and I will be connecting soon. Bye.